Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Zimbabwe, we hear from Sister Rosemary Rushwaya. Sister Rosemary is a principal of the Dominican convent in Bulawayo. Her preaching is entitled, Together We Believe.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him. So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and he believed. The Gospel of the Lord. This is an interesting encounter of different personalities as they are faced with the act of searching, which brings with itself elements that vary from sadness to fear, from surprise to joy. Mary jumped to conclusions when she finds that the stone had been removed. Her perception of what has happened is that someone has entered and stolen the body. John does not tell us if she entered or even looked in the tomb. Did Mary really know that the body of Jesus was not there? How often do we jump to conclusions of things that we are not sure of? Anyway, she runs back to tell Peter what she believes has happened. The young and energetic unnamed disciple was able to run faster and reach to the place to witness this event. Then upon arrival, probably fear seized him, although we are not told explicitly. Peter, by age and seasoned by the harsh realities of being a family man, duties of a son-in-law, etc., he had seen it all. What is frightful and what is calm. He then goes in and confirms what Mary Magdalene had said. Is that not the beauty of having different gifts and personalities? Being first does not necessarily mean one does not need others. God, in his all-knowing and wisdom, makes us go with some lack, no matter what a genius you are, somewhat, so that we learn to call on others as social beings. Now, my brother, my sister, when we get tempted to run the show alone, remember that there is a lack somewhere because we need others. John tells us that the beloved disciple saw and believed. What did he believe? It could be that he believed Mary was correct. Someone had stolen the body of Jesus. Or did he believe that Jesus had said that night of the last meal, of the Last Supper, that he had conquered death? Thank you.